1990s, the media was in a state of absolute crisis. The always fuzzy line between news and gossip had become a blur. Tabloid topics and sensationalism repeatedly overshadowed serious news. Matt Drudge was the personification of how scandal had hijacked the news, and those in the establishment media hated him for it. He stepped up to the podium, and for the next 40 minutes, spoke passionately about the importance of the unfettered flow of information, about being a loner, a little guy in a business dominated by conglomerates, and about the importance of persevering to tell the truth, even when it embarrassed and infuriated powerful people. "Freedom of the press belongs to anyone who owns one," he said, quoting the legendary journalist A.J. Liebling. "The internet was a great equalizer," he insisted. "Now everyone who owns a laptop and a modem could be a publisher and, as Drudge called himself, a citizen reporter." The internet was going to save the news, he declared. Drudge had made mistakes, certainly. He once estimated he's accurate 80% of the time. To that point, someone asked, "Could you succeed as a journalist if you worked for an organization which required an accuracy rate of 100%? "I don't know what organization that would be," Drudge shot back. It wasn't Drudge's mistakes that angered many in the crowd. It was the stories he got right. The semen-stained dress. The infamous cigar. With the internet, characters like Drudge could pursue scandals that were too juicy to ignore and too tawdry to explore. Matt Drudge was the future of journalism, and everyone else in the room was being forced to follow him. The dissemination of scandalous information about the rich and powerful has existed almost as long as the written word. Cuneiform tablets from the 15th century BC discuss allegations that a Mesopotamian mayor was committing adultery. Walter Winchell is often credited with inventing the modern gossip column by printing private and sometimes salacious information about famous people, their pregnancies, divorces, and liaisons. His column first appeared in the 1920s in the struggling New York Graphic, a newspaper that would make modern-day tabloids look respectable. When other editors saw what Winchell's column did for circulation, they were quick to start up their own gossip columns. Soon, most newspapers in the country were carrying at least one gossip column, and many had four or more. At his peak in the 1940s, Winchell reached an estimated 90% of the American public through his columns and radio broadcasts, and was said to be, outside politics and religion, the most powerful man in the world. Matt Drudge was born in Tacoma Park, Maryland, a middle-class suburb of Washington, D.C. He was an only child, a lonely latchkey kid, who would sit in his bedroom narrating imaginary radio talk shows into a tape recorder. "A D student he was," he said, "a rebel all the way." After high school, he moved to New York City for a year, where he worked in a grocery store, then headed back to the Washington area and became a night manager at a 7-Eleven in Tacoma Park. At 22, Drudge moved to Los Angeles, into a grimy one-bedroom apartment near Hollywood and Vine. He lived there with a six-toed cat named Dexter. He got a job as an errand runner for The Price is Right, and later worked at the CBS gift shop in Studio City. On a visit to L.A., Matt Drudge's father bought him a cheap 486 Packard Bell computer. "Oh, yeah," Matt said. "What am I going to do with that?" Drudge had long been an irrepressible gossip. He loved the way that knowing things made him popular, made people want to talk to him. He quickly figured out what to do with his computer. He began to surf various websites for gossip and read foreign publications and wire news. But Drudge also eavesdropped on people's conversations, volunteered in the CBS mailroom, and intercepted memos, fished around in the garbage and found discarded Nielsen ratings and confidential box office numbers. Soon, he had so much gossip that he wanted a better way to spread it. In 1995, he set up a website and began emailing his tidbits to friends, calling it the Drudge Report. Within a year, he was getting 10,000 hits a day. Soon, America Online offered him $36,000 a year to carry the Drudge Report. He quit his job to work full-time on the website. Drudge's loner rogue status gave him a freedom and a flexibility that more established journalists didn't have. He once boasted, "It takes ABC News 20 minutes to post a headline on their website. It takes me 10 seconds. I had Diana dead 7 minutes before CNN did." Although Drudge insisted that he got his information from sources within various news organizations, some editors began suspecting that he had figured out how to hack into their computer systems. That's how, some believed, in July 1997,